Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Menachos. We are up to parak Dal in Mishnah Hey. Chavitei Kohen Gadol lo yubos chatzayim. The Chavitei Kohen Gadol that the Kohen Gadol will bring every day was not brought in halves. Meaning, even though the Kohen Gadol brings a chati isaron at a time, he can't bring a chati isaron to the Beis Hamikdash at a time. Elamevi isaron shalem. He brings a full isaron v'chotzehu, and then he divides it in half. Makrav mechzav bochur mechzav bin arbaim, and he's makrav half of it in the morning, half in the afternoon. The coin sheikh of mechza b'shachrus and mace. What if a coin brought a chatzi isaron in the morning, like he's supposed to, coin gadol, and then he died? Umina coin acher tachtav. So they appoint a new coin gadol. Lo yavi chatzi isaron mibeisa. The new coin gadol should not bring a chatzi isaron from his house. Velo chatzi isaron shel rishon. Nor can he bring the leftover chatzi isaron from the first guy. Ella mevi isaron shalem v'chotzehu. He's got to bring a full isaron from his house and cut it and split it in half. Umakrav mechza mechza. And he'll be makrav half, and the other half is just going to get destroyed, thrown out. Nimtzu shnei chatzayim kraven. So it turns out that you have two half isarons that are brought to shnei chatzayim ovdim, and two half isarons that are discarded. Lo minu koin achar mishal mihay sakreva. What if they didn't make a new koin gadol that very same day? Right, the koin gadol just died that morning. They don't necessarily have someone to be appointed that very same day. So how would they bring the chavite koin gadol? Rabbi in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon omer mishal tzibur, that the tzibur money would pay for it. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishal yarshim. The Yarshim of the first Kohen Gadol will pay for it. Ushleima Hesa Kreva. And that was brought as a full Isaron of flour. Meaning, when there's a Kohen Gadol, so the new Kohen Gadol, he brings a full Isaron, cuts it in half, and brings half. But when there is no Kohen Gadol, we're just bringing it from the Yerusha or something, so then they bring it full. Okay, moving on to the fifth parak of Maseches Menachos. Kol Menachos Bo'us Matzah. All Karmanos Mincha are Matzah. They're not Chametz. Chutz Michamish Abtod Vishtel Lechem Shein Bo'us Chametz, with the only two exceptions being 10 of the law of the Korban Toda are chametz, and the Shteil Lechem on Shavuos are chametz. Rabbi Meir Omer, Sa'or Bodolan Mitochan Umechamtzan, that you take the sourdough from the menachos themselves, and that makes them into chametz. Meaning, you take an isaron of flour for each loaf that you're going to make, and you take some of that flour and mix it with water to make dough, and you let it ferment and become sourdough, and use that sourdough to make the rest of the mincha into chametz. So you don't have to add more flour. Meaning, the only thing when you have your sourdough starter and you add a little bit of it, so then you're adding to the measurement of flour. So it has to come in neube, because we're not supposed to have more than an isaron of flour. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hi eina min amuvchar, a mincha that's made by turning some of it into sourdough is not ideal, because it's not going to make it proper chametz. Elamevi asasar v'nosin etzol chamida. No, what you should do is take really fully fermented sourdough. Right, sourdough, like, it takes time, so you can't just, every day you're going to take off a little bit and turn it into sourdough. It's not going to be a good sourdough. So you have to put it into a bowl, umemali asamida, and then you fill the rest of the bowl with the flour of the carbon mincha. So, and that will make it rise properly, and it will have exactly one isaron of flour in total. Amrlo, afi haisa chasera yisera. He said, no, it's going to be too little or too much, because sourdough doesn't have the same volume as flour. So a mincha that's made in that way is either going to be bigger or smaller than the isaron that you actually need. So let's review what we learned today. So in the last mission in Perek Dalet, we said that the Chavite Kohen Gadol cannot be brought to the Beis Hamikdash in halves, so he will bring a full isaron and bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. If he dies and another Kohen Gadol takes his place, he doesn't just pick up the leftover half, nor does he bring a half mibeso. He brings another shalem mibeso, splits it in half and brings half, and they discard the other half. And if there's no new Kohen Gadol in charge, then the chavitim that were brought in the afternoon were paid for according to Rabbi Shimon by the Tzibur, and according to Rabbi Yehuda by the Yarshim, and they would bring it shalem. They wouldn't bring it as a half. And then in Mishnah Aleph, Parakeh, we said that almost all Karbanos Mincha are Matzah, except for 10 of the loaves of the Karban Toda and the Shteil Lechem of Shavuos. And there's a machlokes about how they would cause the dough to rise, what kind of sourdough they would use. That Rabbi Meir says that they would take from the Isaron of flour to make like a makeshift sourdough. Rabbi Yehuda says that would be a terrible sourdough, so they have to actually use the sourdough, just put it into the kli and fill the rest of the kli and with the flour. And the Chum said, no, that's not going to be the right amount of flour. It's not going to be exactly an isaron if they do it that way. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Beis.